Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we discuss some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is July 27th, Hebrews chapter 2. Let's get to it. We know this to be true elsewhere in the New Testament. Jesus was fully human, tempted in every way, yet he was without sin. It was essential that Jesus did not stoop to become almost human, but with superpowers and superintelligence and the strength to stop a flying bullet. He had to be mortal and die. He had to be mocked and beaten. He had to serve and give. Otherwise, his sacrifice would not have had any reason to happen. No, he had to be human in order to bring us along with him, you might say. Here's what the writer of Hebrews says. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil. The humanity of Jesus not only defeated the devil, but it was so that he might serve as our compassionate and safely reserved example. The human had to defeat death so the rest of us could follow. Hebrews goes on, for this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. We know a little about Jesus' prayer in the garden on the night of his betrayal. Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Jesus had to suffer like that. He had to be denied. Because we ourselves are also denied when our wills do not align with the Father's. Otherwise, how could Jesus bear our sins? How could he make us one with the Father, except that he went through the valley of the shadow of death himself, bearing our sins in his body as he went? And then in verse 12 comes one of my favorite clues about the humanity of Jesus. Here's what it says. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises. You get it? Jesus sang in church. That's right. It says it right there. In the assembly, I will sing your praises. Perhaps I just love this thought because I'm a musician, but I like to think it's deeper than that. You know, many of us men are proud. If we can't win at something, we don't try. So in church, I see men stand with arms crossed, letting the women and children carry the load of singing. But one of my most touching worship experiences was on a Sunday evening when I was sitting in the congregation. We were singing the song, Jesus Loves Me, of all things. There behind me was a dear friend who's a faithful husband and a father of several children. He couldn't carry a tune at all. But there he was, with his children and his wife, singing in full voice his praises and the assurance that Jesus loves us all. Even those of us who don't sing well, he loves us. Maybe wonder if perhaps the incarnation was so complete that Jesus may have been just average at certain things. You know, not a great athlete, not an academic genius, and maybe our Lord didn't have perfect pitch. But if not, he fulfilled Scripture anyway, and he sang praises in the assembly for all to hear. Perhaps he sang, I love you, just as we sing, Jesus loves me. After all, what do we have to be proud of? Do any of us have better voices than the angels who sing in God's presence day and night? What does it matter? Jesus sang. Let's join him in praise today. Amen.